1039 LI News Radio. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and listen live 24/7 at linewsradio.com.
We're back at 8:38. Guess what? It's now time for our business spotlight segment on Long Island. Got a good one here today, folks. Talking about the Hunter Business School. You know, listen, they have been developing careers, I believe, since 1972. Here to talk about it, we have two lovely ladies, Director of Admissions, Bridget Headley. She runs the show as far as Nassau County is concerned in Levittown. Great to have you here. And Janet Giafalo, Director of Admissions as far as the Medford location. Great to have you ladies here.
Thank you.
On this beautiful Wednesday. Boy, you know, Hunter Business School, Jen, it's one of those names where it resonates. Why? Because they've been doing it over 45 years. And therefore, I mean, you talk about a staple on Long Island. I mean, developing careers and everything else, right? I mean, we think of Hunter. That's what we think about, right?
That's what we think about, yeah.
Interesting. Now, you've been associated with the Medford location, how long? 10 years or so?
Yes, about 10 years, yeah.
All righty. Is Janet's mic good? We got it going good. Okay, we're fine there. So, in essence, give me a little bit of an idea. If somebody's tuning in right now and they're hearing Hunter Business, what is the Hunter Business School all about? Give us a little dissertation. 3 seconds or less. No, I'm saying you can expand on that about a minute or so. But what is Hunter Business all about?
Career training. Training individuals that want to get out there and, you know, find jobs.
That's what it is, right? But you're talking about all categories here?
Medical assisting, we have computer technician, web app and design, we have medical billing.
So you got a lot of different areas that people can focus on. Bridget, how long as far as Levittown is concerned? How long have you been there?
I've been with them just shy of 4 years.
4 years, okay. And pretty much the same MO, right, as far as the categories and everything else?
Yes, we focus on healthcare, technology, and business programs. So as Janet mentioned, we offer the same programs in both campuses with the exception of a practical nurse program in Levittown and a sonography program in Medford. But, you know, our main focus is medical assistant, medical billing and coding, medical office administration.
And that's a big topic. It really is.
It is. I mean, healthcare, I think, is where the opportunities are right now. And it's a field where I think, you know, as far as our school, it's something that they can train for in a short period of time.
There you go. So, in essence, you know, the medical field, plenty of jobs. You know, Janet's always the talk. You know, jobs. Where are you going to find the right jobs here on the island? Listen, let's face it. The medical profession, that's where you find it, right? You can never, there's never a shortage of nurses and everything else. It's all about the medical field. And then technology, as far as, you know, computers and everything else, those are two big categories, right?
Yes.
And pretty much, you know, people will go to the school. How long does it, what is a, we know about semesters and everything else. How many weeks are courses given all through the school?
Well, the shortest program that we have is in the evening. That's a 3-month program, I guess. And the longest one would be in Levittown. Is it 14 months, Bridget, during the day, the LPN?
It's 11 months
11
during
months
the day.
During the day. Okay.
11 months,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right. So 3 months to 11 months, you know, we have some that are 7.5 months, 15 months in the evening, mm-hmm. And that's...
That's pretty good. Bridget, what about the average class size here? What are we looking at?
It varies depending on the time of year and the program, but it is a smaller environment. We could have a class that has 15 students in it. We could have a class that has 25 students in it. It's not typically going to get any bigger than that. So it's nice because it gives the students an opportunity to have a little bit closer learning experience without so many students.
There's a lot of, you know, the best thing about this I could see already is, mm-hmm. You get a lot of hands-on training, right, Janet?
Absolutely. Yes,
and
we
you
do.
You can't beat that.
Can't beat that. You cannot beat that, yes. It's a nice environment, you know, comfortable, small. I'm going to say family. Like, it's like a family, really, mm-hmm. in the school itself. There's a lot of good things going for the students. We have National Technical Honor Society. We have a student council. We just have a lot of things for our students. It's just there's a lot of extra help if needed, all kinds of great things.
And one of the best things I like about Hunter is there's also, Bridget Headley, career placement. So pretty much you're done with these courses. It's not like, you know, you got to zip through the New York Times and 18 other publications and go on the sites, Indeed, and everything else. Craigslist. You guys will help hopefully place an individual into a fine company.
Absolutely. We have a wonderful career services department at each campus. They're actually coming into the classes and working with the students on resume writing and interview skills and all of that job preparation to get them ready for the back end, where they're actually working with them to get set up on interviews. Career Services has businesses and facilities that they work with. They're on the phone contacting other facilities to cultivate those relationships. The students are doing job searches. We're helping with those. And we have excellent results.
That's excellent. And Ms. Chiafalo, give me an idea cost-wise. You know, a lot of people will say, oh, forget it. I'll never be able to afford it. Is it subsidized in any way? Give us an idea.
Well,
as far
you know
as
what? We have financial aid for those who qualify. You know, certainly we work
just like if one
process.
Is going to college and whatnot, you have programs, grants set up, that type of thing.
Absolutely.
One could apply for the whole thing.
Without a doubt, yes. And we have financial aid on each for each campus, so they're more than welcome to come in, and, you know, financial aid will sit with them and discuss their options.
Yeah, it's very competitive tuition. It's very manageable. We've got a lot of options.
Bridget, if someone is vying maybe to be a surgical technician, let's say, and obviously you have to go through, you know, other types of courses and whatnot, but just overall in the medical field, you actually have people in place that are professionals in these fields that will kind of guide the school, the person all through the course and whatnot, and then hopefully help them get other jobs, right?
Yes. So we've got, it's, you know, as Janet mentioned, it's very hands-on training. We train clinically for a medical assistant, practical nurse, and the digital sonography program. The instructors are all people from the field, so it's really they're people that have actual experience doing these jobs. In those particular programs, the students also spend time outside. They have externships or they have clinical hours that they have to complete as part of their program, so that by the time that they leave, they've actually been out in the field in a real setting. They've been taught by teachers that have actually been in the field, so that they've got the skills that they need in a short period of time to be ready to go.
That's great stuff. The average length of a course, what are we looking at, Janet?
Average length, I'm going to say probably about seven and a half months or so.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's pretty good because then, you know, and you get a certificate and everything else, right? Once you leave, almost like a diploma.
You get a diploma, right, with the opportunity, you know, for certification if they choose.
That's great stuff. Yeah. Again, two locations. We're talking about 100 business, two locations. You got Levittown, you got Medford. I'll give you a phone number here. Medford, 736-7360. And, of course, in Levittown, 516-796-7360. 1,000. Bridget Hadley, give me a time factor here as far as one who hears this now. Classes start up in August. What's that all about?
We are getting ready right now for some late summer and fall classes. So each campus has got different start dates, but we both do have classes that will be coming up for different programs in August and in September. So we are enrolling right now for both.
There you go. Same time frame, Janet?
Same time frame, yep.
Over
same
in Medford?
Thing. Over in Medford.
Now, do you find, Bridget, most people, now, age groups-wise, are we talking mainly young folks here?
Honestly, our age range at the school is probably 18 to 60.
Okay, so
it's
wide
a lot of
range.
Career wide changers, range. People reentering the workforce, students coming right from high school, students that maybe have tried college and it hasn't been the right fit for them.
So me being a 36-year-old, if I want to kind of divert into another area, it's no problem.
You'll
there.
Fit right in.
I'll fit right in.
Right in.
Now, in essence, that's great. So you got a wide range. It starts up and everything else, 7.5 months. You're good to go. Tell me a little bit about the professionals in charge here. Obviously, you've been around since 72, highly credited as far as really background checks and everything here. People are the real deal, the ones who teach these classes.
People have to, the teachers for these classes actually have to be licensed through New York State Department of Education's Bureau of Proprietary School Supervision. So their ability to be licensed is typically, in most programs, is based on their experience in the field. Some programs have different requirements where it will be based on level of education, degrees, things
excellent.
Like that.
Janet, pretty much same deal over Medford,
same
right?
Same deal, yes.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. And do you find, Janet, more people across the board, the 18 through 60, are you finding more people start out with their colleges and graduate, and then might go to kind of a more consolidated look in Hunter Business to really focus? Do you find, or is it the opposite? Do people go right to Hunter Business, What do you think?
You know what? It depends. I mean, we have them coming in after college, and we have them, you know, some college isn't for everyone. So some people decide right after high school to come in. So it really depends on the individual.
You got a wide range there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Any credits, Bridget Headley, as far as what happens at Hunter could be transferred to other institutions?
We work in clock hours. We don't work in college credits. So it's really going to depend on the
accreditation
institution that they're trying
else.
To go to. So they're not typically transferring diploma programs from our school. We do have an articulation agreement with our LPN program that's transferable to NASA Community College. So it really depends on the program, but we're not working in college credits.
Is it always the same type of curriculum, Janet? Or is it being in a redevelopment stage every semester or a review, finding out what type of professions, you know, might be more in demand? Is that how you kind of, you know, go over things there or no?
No, it evolved. I guess it's the same, you know.
Same type of curriculum.
Same, yes.
We do review the curriculum and update the programs as we need to, but we have added new programs too. We just added web application design and development in the Levittown campus, for example, and we're reviewing other program options in hopes to be able to add additional things in the future.
And do you vie more for those types of programs where jobs could be plentiful? You know, we talked with a local college a couple of months ago regarding, you know, some real tech type programs, you know, with STEM and everything else involved, where kids can really, you know, once they leave the program, there's a plethora of jobs in that particular field. Do you kind of look in that regard?
Absolutely, because at the end of the day, we want to be able to train people for fields that are going to have viable opportunities for employment for them. So if we're going to research a new program to add into the curriculum, we want to know that there's going to be opportunities for them on the back end. And I think, you know, technology and healthcare are where the opportunities are.
All right. Now, it was just handed to me this whole thing with the J Fund. Let's go over the J Fund. What's that all about?
The what?
The J Fund. What'd you write down here?
The
J Fund, the owner here.
Come
on. Write it down.
Wonderful man. Yes. He is the owner.
You know, we don't have a teleprompter here where people can give me, you know, certain clues. I get handed notes here a lot.
He takes pride in his school. He's definitely seen on campus a lot, so he, you know, the students know that he's very involved. He's very involved.
Is it the original owner?
The original since he's taken over.
The late 90s,
even though he's been around since 72. He's a guy who certainly has been around. He knows the whole thing.
Yes, he knows the. Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Bridget, any talk? You got, you know, listen, 45 years, any talk of another location? You got two, one in that. I mean, is that enough? Has there been talk about maybe going out east? Anything in that regard or no?
We haven't talked about that as of yet. I mean, they opened up the Medford campus in, I think, 2006.
Yep.
So, you know, we can hope. We've been growing, so, you know, it could be a possibility, but there's nothing definitive right now.
Excellent. How many teaching professionals are going on right now in Medford, Janet? What are we looking at? We got more than 100? Where are we at? Less? We got plenty
students,
of
students, you mean?
No, I'm talking about just professionals teaching the courses and everything here.
Oh, God. Yeah. We have a couple of dozen.
Okay. So you got a lot of people on staff and
definitely,
everything else.
Definitely, yes.
Always looking for new staff members there, Bridget Headley?
Absolutely. We're always looking. I mean, we've got teachers that have been with us for years and years, since prior to probably even Jay owning the school.
Wow.
But we're constantly looking for new faculty. You know, people bring different skill sets to the table. People might have a certain specialization that they teach in an individual course.
Ever think about maybe teaching broadcasting and that type of thing? You know,
I don't think that's one that we've been discussing.
Yeah, no. It could be a hot topic. But nonetheless, this thing obviously has some legs. It has been for 45 years. What, Janet, will keep Hunter Business in the spotlight pretty much, hopefully for another 40 years? What has been the formula to kind of have put them on the map and remain a force all these decades? What will have to be in place for the next four decades?
In place, I'll tell you right now, in place, we have a lot to offer for individuals that decide to come to Hunter. We have lifelong career services. We have lifetime refresher courses. I mean, and that's something that we, you know, stand strong with. We always invite our graduates to come back. You know, retrain, community, we have just a lot to offer. The school is it's a great school, great support. Teachers are always looking to go over and above, and so is the staff.
It's great stuff. Ms. Headley, you feel the same way?
Absolutely. It's an environment where everybody knows your name. As Janet mentioned, Jay knows the students. The students could walk into Jay's office and talk to him just as easily as they could anybody else. We know the students by name. They're not just a social security number. It's a small environment.
It's great stuff.
Absolutely.
Works for me. The Hunter Business School, ladies and gentlemen. Two locations, Nassau and Suffolk in Nassau County. We're talking Levittown. 516-796-1000. And the Medford number at 631-736-7360. Can I thank you both for coming in today?
Thank you very much, Jay.
How fitting.
Thank you.
Business Spotlight segment with the Hunter Business School.